This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kevin Berhaney joins us. He's spending time with family. Man, I got to tell you, good morning and thank you for being with us. That shirt shorts combo I saw on social media over the weekend, that was quite the Easter statement.
Oh, my sunglass shirt.
Is that what it is?
Those were sunglasses all over my shirts, all over my shirt with my, I don't know, what would you call those, peach shorts?
Salmon.
Salmon. Nick says. Yeah, I think that's probably accurate as I'm looking at it here. I saw on your daughter Megan's account, what a great family picture. Did you have a good Easter?
Yeah, we got a lot of looks at church yesterday. But, you know, it was Easter. You got to make a springtime statement. And Sue thought it was a little much to wear to church, but I did it anyway.
You know what? I love that you're still taking chances at your age. You know what I mean? You got to go out there and you got to sort of like have an opportunity to make a statement. I like it. The sunglass shirt and the salmon shorts. All right. So Easter was good. Family's good. Everything's good on that count?
Oh, yeah. You know, this time last year, Brian, we didn't get to go. We didn't really get to celebrate Easter. I remember picking up meals for the family and delivering them to their homes. That was the only chance I got to see them in probably 2 or 3 weeks. And we didn't even get to eat dinner with them because of the pandemic. It was an Easter that I will never forget. And I will never take for granted Easter again. Yesterday was such a beautiful day because we got to eat together, at least with part of my family, because we were down in Florida with Megan and their two grandkids, and we had a wonderful day with them. And Michael and Kristen were at their in-laws, and he ran a half marathon in Carmel, Indiana, with Kristen, and that was his first. So it was a big day for them. And anyway, everybody's getting back together this week. Matter of fact, Michael, John, Matt, and I are hopping on an airplane at 4 o'clock in Bloomington. And we're heading out to the Masters, and we're going to spend 2 days there, Tuesday and Wednesday. And I want to watch Jordan Spieth continue his run to see if he can win the Masters now.
Yeah, he had a great comeback. You know, he's had a tough a couple of years, but a big win over the weekend, and that was exciting. Well, listen, enjoy Augusta. I'm looking forward to just watching it on TV. I can't imagine in person. You've been before, right?
I have, but this year's going to be special. I don't think they're going to say how many people are going to be in there, but it's going to be, I think, less than 10,000, which is quite incredible. When normally there's 40,000 people at Augusta, and to only have 10,000 in there, even at a practice round, is going to be special. We only have 2 tickets, so he and I are going to go tomorrow, and John and Matt are going to go on Wednesday. And it's going to be pretty cool. Just an experience like you'll never have unless you get. I mean, to watch it on TV is pretty remarkable. To be there in person, to see the undulations of the whole course and the greens, and the class of the event is a bucket list type thing.
No doubt about it. We'll have a lot of fun, my friend. Talk to me tonight about 5 o'clock. We can listen to the Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays. What's coming up and what's on tap tonight at 5?
Actually, you can't because I found out on Friday, had the whole show booked, got to move everybody back a week, but we're being preempted by the Cardinals. So Soy City Buzz is on delay, but everybody was really good about it. You know, we're going to have kind of an awards show. The chamber is recognizing a lot of chamber members for the great awards. Like Gretchen Murphy, she's getting Entrepreneur of the Year for her new business. Pretty gutsy thing to do to open up a new business this year, but she did it. And Murphy and Company is going gangbusters over there where Victory Pharmacy used to be. So she's going to be on there. Current Safety won a big award this year. Matt Cazell, he's going to be on. Brenda Rothrock is going to be on to talk about him. And First Mid, of all companies, we won a big award this year because of the PPP loans. So that's what Soy City Buzz is going to be like next Monday night instead of tonight.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. It looks like I'm going back and reading the email from Robert. I don't know that we're having any of our shows this week.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise to me. I found out on Friday. But, the opening day, is on Thursday in St. Louis. So that'll be a big, big game. And Cardinals need to kind of kick it into gear. They've lost 2 out of 3 so far. But, boy, there was nothing like – I can't wait to hear you talk about that buzzer beater game the other night. And tonight's game is going to be special with the NCAA's championship game. Gonzaga against Houston – or not Houston, but
Baylor,
against Baylor. That's going to be another – I don't know how you beat the game on Saturday night, do you?
No. I mean, maybe Christian Laettner. Maybe you go back to that Duke Kansas game. There have been a couple like that over the years. But, really exciting stuff. All right, Kev, love the shirt, love the shorts. Keep at it, my man. And we'll see you next Monday. Kevin Berhaney and the folks.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.